I sat on a rock amongst the trees. I looked above. The leaves were falling. I stretched out my right arm gracefully to one side to catch a leaf, but I couldn't. So I stretched out my left arm gracefully to catch a leaf, but I couldn't. My hands, my arms danced between the fall of the leaves, swaying in and out. Then I put my right arm to my heart and felt my soul was in flight. A dancing silhouette in between the breeze that felt like the wind against the feather I had caught between the leaves. Lighter than a feather, air. I orchestrated a nature's sound next to the ocean as I sat on a rock amongst the stream and the river where the sand lay softly grounded to the earth.
The human voice is at the heart of everything Vancouver Opera explores and does. It represents the very essence of what opera is. And so today we're talking with Carole Côté. Carole is a fascinating individual who has had a range of disparate life experiences. And Carole is an incredible singer and a poet and a painter and an artist. And she talks about finding the beauty of art every day as a therapeutic and restorative practice. My name is Ashley Daniel Foote, and this is Inside Vancouver Opera, a very special episode with Carole Côté. Tell us about that beautiful poem that you just read for us.
This is part of who I am and my background. I honor those who have gone before us, White Birch Home, which is basically where I come from. White birch trees, moose drinking out of the lake first thing in the morning. You saw antlers sticking out of the sand in the middle of the forest. That was a piece of art.
The Creator protects everything in our world for you and me. Hey, 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 hey. The core is my soul, like inside of a tree. Hey, hey, hey. Let me grow big strong, for I'm attached to Mother Earth from a tree. Hey, 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 hey. Wrap me with that white birch and keep me warm. Hey, oh, 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 hey, oh
Wow. The white birch. Tell me about that and your memories of it.
The white birch trees surrounded me in the forest. I felt safe amongst the wildlife, the bears, the moose, the partridge, the beavers, the clear water lakes, where you could see the bottom, untouched, pure. I felt protected all the time. And as I see what we have, there's white birch everywhere. The trees are the stronghold, like the tree of life.
When I first met you, I heard you sing over the phone. I had just started at Vancouver Opera, and the ravages of COVID had changed all of our programming and set them online. And you're a member of the Kettle Choir. Because of COVID, everything had had to move online, and you performed over the phone. And I heard your guitar over the phone, and I was already blown away. And this is over a scratchy phone line. Then I got to meet you in person and discover just how remarkable you are. But for our listeners who don't know, what is the Kettle Choir?
Kettle Choir is like the beginning of an open book. Often the inspiration is drawn in from within yourself. And my experience with the choir, they've been very inspirational from the very beginning. And they've been there all along.
What do you think makes the Kettle Choir unique?
They have gifts. Every one of them have gifts. Every one of them are artists. And music heals the soul. Music is a gift. Music is an art form. And I feel whole when I'm amongst them. I have something else to read. The Enchanted Forest. What an enchanting sound to hear your voice from afar, a warm-hearted message from a familiar chant. Enriched by insight of nature's beauty, yet unveiled in secrets of the soul. O messenger, O wait, play me a place where the lullaby is played the most. Shimmering highlights of colors dancing in view, in nature's wonder, patiently waiting for our next encounter, where hope is a belief and life is ongoing. The echo of your warmth in a forest that is always moving. Although no one flows the same way like waters that surround us, let us just be, let us just be. Await for your reaching vision, aware the stream goes to a subtle flow, where the footsteps have a pace of extinction, to be joined in a place where one can see but from an aerial view. Where one's breath is in between the breezes and the still waters flow. Soon I'll be no more. I'll be in the small forest where the valleys are long, the sky's light are dimmed in nature's wonder, where the percussion of creatures stepping on branches and moss, where your enchanting voice is the echo of silence, and again to wait to hear your voice from afar. What an enchanting sound. Here's to my ancestors, family and relatives, and friends. And I'm honoring someone so greatly. This coincides with the song, if you know a little bit about me. And I'm quite sure you do. Here is Naming My Angels.
Do you remember when you started to write your own music? What brought that about?
I guess that must have been a gift that I had from the very beginning. I've always loved writing, ever since the beginning of time, with me. It's very deep-seated. And I'm always writing. But sometimes I just have to stop, you know, because it just, you know, it's always ongoing. And I honor everyone that I've had encountered in my life with this music. They've been my greatest inspiration in my path. And I got a long ways to go still. And so do they.
With your journey from the white birch to writing the way that you do and singing the way that you do, how did Vancouver come to be a place where you reside?
Here's my next song. From One Town, it explains it all.
Why did you take me out? Why did you take me out at all? Why did you take me to all those places? Two weeks here, two weeks there. From one town to another, from one town to a city, from one city to another. Why did you take me out? Why did you take me out alone? I was so used to nature all around me. The simple pace of life that suited me well. The hustle and bustle of the city was something I really didn't need at all, yeah. Why did you take me out? Why did you take me out at all? From one town to another, from one town to a city, I was so used to nature all around me. The simple pace of life has suited me well. The hustle and bustle of the city was something I really didn't need at all. Something I really didn't need at all.
Carol Cote, right here on Inside Vancouver Opera. Nicely, nicely done. Beautiful. How did you learn to play the guitar?
By ear. When I was very young, I was brought into a little store. And in a toy section, there was a plastic wrapped around a plastic ukulele. And I went right to it. I grabbed it off the shelf and I ripped it open, and I had this little ukulele in my hands and I started playing. And I've always been drawn to a ukulele, I guess, at that time. I'm just learning a little bit about it right now because it was the introduction to the guitar. And I actually have that original guitar. It's a wooden guitar. But it's not worth repairing, they said. So I still have it as a memory.
Wow.
And I'm self-taught. And it's been like that all my life.
When you sing, I feel that you share so much. Where does music take you?
Takes me with my insight. It was given for free from the Creator. It's like my soul. And music heals your soul. For a lot of people. I, for one. And I love to write. I love to do art whenever I have a chance to do it. That's also done by observation, since I was wee. I don't think I'm ever going to stop.
Thank you for this gift today. I have so many questions, but I really want, if you could play again, that'd be so beautiful.
One more.
One more, please, one more. And what are you going to play for us?
Magnitude of Your Sound. Thank you. me to this place with radium white lights.
Blessing to have you with us today on Inside Vancouver Opera. And I, you know, for an opera company, we center the human voice in all of our experience. And when I hear your voice, it reminds me why we need to keep doing that. So I want to thank you for your gifts and for sharing them with us. And if you're going to give us all one piece of advice as to how we could continue to all use our voices in a good way, I think that piece of advice would be,
be yourselves. In unison to one another. Let music be a healing circle around all nations.
Thank you. Thank you again. Carol will be performing on December 7th at the Kettle Choir's holiday concert with guests the Highs and Lows Choir. And that's on December 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. And that's at the Kettle's Recovery Cafe on 620 Clark Drive in Vancouver. We'll be sharing details on this beautiful concert. And I really encourage listeners to go and seek out more of Carol's beautiful art, because I think we're all going to be better because we did so. Music has the power to change, has the power to heal. And I believe that today we were healed and moved by Carol's beautiful storytelling and her songs. As always, I am grateful to our audio producer, Mac McGilvery, and to the Kettle Choir and the Kettle Society, and Corrine Douglas, who helped facilitate this interview. I hope you'll join us again soon. We'll have more stories and more music and more celebrations of the human voice right here on Inside Vancouver Opera. Of course, vancouveropera.ca is the home of all things where you can buy tickets and discover more. And I'll see you at the opera.
Solitude and thought. It was never so pure as love's embrace, touch with no shame. It was then I thought I felt free. I left behind moments which are now memories, like a grasshopper leaping for every glance of morning sun. It's love, I said. Clouds that pass by so smooth, so transparent, but yet so intense. An enormous feeling of anxiety. That's love, I said. Like the wind gave life to your breath and you were instantly alive. The blood rushing through your heart, pumping seconds of thoughts. Thoughts of togetherness. Nothing bashful. Nothing selfish. Never wishing to be apart. That, I say, is love.